This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, second hour, folks. A riveting first hour. Boy, you missed it if you weren't tuned in. The military-industrial complex that is foreign-owned took over areas of Colorado the last three or four days. There were power outages. There were problems with aircraft, problems with red lights, problems with hundreds and hundreds of garage door openers. You heard callers talking about hospital doors not working. You name it. And the military took over parts of the streets. Police were not involved in it. They were in civilian areas. They were doing a staging area at the sports stadium. This is similar to other events we've seen here in Texas and other areas. NATO put up towers, took control of the situation. That's admitted by the mainstream news that NATO was in control of an American city. Under NORTHCOM, we were under martial law. We're talking to Frank Whalen of AMX, the number one talk show in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Talk about this subject and other subjects. We've got Frank Morales, an expert on the New World Order and Posse Comitatus, joining us, who I set up days ago. This is timely, very great timing, thanks to the good Lord. And we got a loaded phone, people wanting to talk about this. But, this is martial law drill. The Foreign News reported yesterday out of Australia, and the AP reported, that NATO was doing a drill of taking over the U.S., but it's not in the local papers. And when you call the local TV stations, they laugh at you about it. Frank Whalen comments.
It's incredible, Alex. I hope that that your listeners there in Colorado will not stand for this. I also would like them to possibly contact you and ask, see if they would let you know about how these radio frequency takeovers have influenced shortwave, the internet, and just mainstream radio. Because under, of course, you know this, executive orders, that is one of the things. They do have the authority to take
over
the media.
Every radio station, including your radio station in Fayetteville, has a FEMA takeover box by remote control radio.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely true. People need to read the executive orders that are on the books.
It's the EAS, Emergency Alert System. And now they take over for, a little girl's been kidnapped, or, there's flooding, or, guns are evil. We're now hearing those.
Yeah, in fact, Alex, you've been on my show previously, and, of course, right in the middle of, towards the end of wrapping up a show, we've been interrupted with one of their tests. Very timely, of course.
Very, very timely, of course. All part of the freedom of the new America.
Oh, yeah.
They put it all in place. The terror arrives right on time. But, hearing the callers, they call the local news stations. This is all going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell them, why are you complaining? Are you a black helicopter crazy?
It's incredible. I interviewed a gentleman on the show who had written a paper about FEMA 12 years ago, in which in their budgets they had purchased black helicopters. So,
they admit on the Discovery Channel that it's black ops.
Yes,
FEMA, Delta Force, the Night Stalkers out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Look, at Camp Mabry, they got an old jet and artillery and a tank, and they got a black helicopter out there with a skull and crossbones on it.
Hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, but you're crazy if you see it. See,
absolutely.
You see it, you're nuts.
It's all part of the discreditation that's going on. For example, your last caller, it's all designed to make him doubt himself, to make him not make that phone call in the future. Let's hope it didn't work.
Well, we know it didn't work. Folks are waking up everywhere. Frank Morales, who's just an incredible individual, is coming up. We'll go to your calls shortly in that interview. Give him about 5 minutes to lay out what's happening. We're going to go to Don and Tim and Myron and Fred and many others. If you want to join us on air and get involved in this global transmission against tyranny at point-blank range in the info war, it's 1-800-259-9231. Frank, plug your website for your powerful broadcast.
It's www.1049x.com, and my email address is there. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
All right, and you just do. Let me tell you, it's an amazing broadcast, and I get a huge response. People are really waking up in that sector, and I got Frank on originally to talk about, and it's been in the news. You're 1 pound overweight. Your child is. They send CPS after you. They're talking about after-school programs for your kids, taking control of them. Getting you into some type of criminal system now if you're overweight, while they put more candy bar and soft drink machines in the schools for every period that your child can guzzle trash. Then they bounce off the walls off sugar highs, and they stick them on Ritalin or Prozac. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the continuation of this transmission against tyranny at point-blank range. We're going in full throttle. Nothing can stop that now.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radiating out on the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Denver, Colorado, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Austin, Texas, from Kansas City to Pensacola, Florida. On the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890, and one of the biggest internet audiences on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, with hundreds of thousands each day listening to the show. We are fighting the New World Order toe-to-toe, the globalists, the military industrial complex. We have Frank Whalen from AMX, the number one talk show in Fayetteville, Arkansas, talking about the police state, Walmart, in with the FBI and their new control bunker, arresting children, basically, if they're 1 pound overweight now in the state, taking them from their parents. That's what they're trying to push for. Just wall-to-wall, out-of-control behavior. Loaded phone lines here, and we're about to go to Frank Morales, who I was stunned. I've read some of his writings in Global Research and on online. He's one of the few guys that's written the most extensive dossier on garden plot. I tied for second place with Frank Morales at the Project Censor. That book has been out for, I don't know, 12, 15 years. We were up in north of San Francisco getting awards. He gave just stunning analysis to our cameras and to the national free speech television cameras, so did I. And, you know, I know this stuff. I live and breathe this stuff. I'm the police state expert. And I made films about it. I've written about it. But this guy is on par and in some areas has even more knowledge. He's an amazing individual. And I tried to recap during the break to him what's happened. He was aware of it, but not the details. I have just gotten up to speed on this the last few days. Let me recap it for those that just joined us. Colorado is the real capital of the New World Order here in Oceania. That's where the really deep bunkers are. That's where the command centers are. That's where they're building the concentration camps, according to the Rocky Mountain News. The headline, mass graves and incinerators prepared by Army. That's on PrisonPlanet.com in the concentration camp system section. We then, over the years, I've had members of their legislature on. I have had a city councilwoman on, Mayor Pro Tem. She admitted plans to put people in sports stadiums, forced inoculations. Out of these crises is a smokescreen to put in to activate the martial law grid and mechanism that's already been built. Now they've announced they want to get rid of posse comitatus the last year. The bills are now pending. And then yesterday I got an article out of the AP that's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, also one out of The Australian, one of their big national papers. I'm going to dig that article back out. I read it on air yesterday, in fact, at this very time during the broadcast. And it said that they talked to NATO. None of the press was allowed in. They had to sign non-disclosure forms. But that NATO admitted that it was a takeover drill for the U.S. or other countries. NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is a private corporation set up by the Bilderberg Group. They came in, ran security, put up some type of bizarre transmitters that have caused electrical problems everywhere. Red lights, hundreds and hundreds of garage door openers, hospital doors, radios, just all sorts. Planes have had problems with their avionics. A lot of this has come out in the news. You read the local paper, and Denver Post talks about some of this. We're going to email us all the local news articles. Anything you find, we'll create a section on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. I know Paul Watson's listening. We need to get that up right now. This is massive. This is major. Then the troops backed up and controlled by NATO. They admit NATO was running security. They had MPs out in the city, checkpoints, searching cars. They made part of the city evacuate. I did read about how they were doing some type of weird activities at the sports stadium with buses and troops and police. A massive takeover drill. In our news, they call it a NATO meeting. Classic psyops. Frank Morales is an Episcopal priest. He has been living what he called as a squatter to, you know, be with the people and really experience what life's really like for many years. And he, Frank Morales, thanks for joining us and sitting through that diatribe.
Good to be with you, man.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and then your analysis, your take on what I just laid out.
Well, for the past 4 or 5 years, I've been looking specifically at Pentagon plans to suppress dissent within the U.S., particularly what is officially referred to as Department of Defense Civil Disturbance Plan 55-2, which is codenamed Operation Garden Plot. A lot of people thought that Garden Plot was some fictitious creation of a conspiracy theorist, but in fact, Garden Plot is, literally speaking, a 200-page document that is farmed out from the executive agent, which is the U.S. Army, to various military and law enforcement sectors around the country, and in fact now is being exported as part of peacekeeping operation. So I began to look very closely at Garden Plot and other related matters concerning the Pentagon under its Operations Other Than War doctrine, or OOTW, which targets civilians and non-combatants, by the way.
Now, Frank, it's important to add here that they've been lining this up for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Now it's all coming to fruition with urban warfare training basically on a pandemic scale everywhere all over the U.S. and worldwide. They know dissent's mounting. They're getting ready for a national draft. The economy is imploding. While they put out their propaganda of how it's getting better, they know we're going to resist more of what's coming down the pike. We know they're going to carry out more terror. Comments to that?
Yeah, I think Bush's comments relating to the idea of preemptive strike, you know, I mean, that needs to be applied to the kind of what they refer to as counterinsurgency. Preemptive strike, preemptive action is a classic tenet of counterinsurgency. In other words, you want to nip the resistance before it has a chance to grow. It's very clear that the Bush people are intent on carrying out their global domination, their agenda for global domination, and at the same time recognize that people will resist and are resisting. So they're, you know, quite rationally, if you can use that term from their point of view, are creating an infrastructure to, you know, to detain, to prevent, to imprison, if not to to eliminate those people and sectors that resist the, you know, the New World Order, particularly for those of us here in the U.S. who, you know, are in the target of Pentagon operations other than war, particularly under the heading of what they refer to as civil disturbance planning. The other thing that I noticed in reference to the late-breaking news, which, again, I'm not totally up to speed. I've been running around today. I haven't really picked up any press, is that yesterday NATO had its meeting in Colorado Springs, and for those listeners who aren't aware, Colorado Springs is also the home of NORTHCOM.
Well, North American Command, that's where all this is happening. We're on a great AM station there in Colorado Springs, and the listeners are just calling in with the bedlam.
Yeah. Well, NORTHCOM is basically, you know, a domestic military command which celebrated its kind of operational anniversary just last week on the 1st of October. They took a year to get up to speed, and they are now officially operational, according to their report. And they are tasked specifically to, quote-unquote, assist law enforcement. Now, with the breakdown and the, you know, the erosion and the imminent repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act, which is the law, the criminal statute, the only criminal statute that by law delineates the role of the military from the role of domestic law enforcement, that law is about to be repealed. The Bush people have been reviewing it for quite some time. Various elements within the Pentagon have been calling for its repeal. With the imminent repeal of Posse Comitatus, there'll be nothing separating, you know, preventing military, National Guard, and what have you, let alone international forces.
And for those that don't know, in this brainwashed society, when you got troops on the streets, folks, you're in martial law, you're in a third world dictatorship.
Yeah, one of the defining characteristics, by all accounts, of totalitarian, if not fascist, regimes throughout history has been the virtual symbiosis between its military and its police. One of the bedrocks of democracy within the U.S. has always been the civil-military tradition that maintains a clear delineation between the two.
Well, in our republic, under the 10th Amendment, is supposed to keep the feds out of that. But,
exactly.
I mean, this is just downtown Moscow. Let's get a comment from Frank Whalen. Frank Whalen, comments to what Frank Morales is laying out here.
It's absolutely incredible, Alex, and yourself and Frank Morales there are obviously putting all the pieces into place. People need to look at the broader scope of this thing. You can't deny that this is going on. It's incredible, and it's shocking, but it is not surprising in the slightest. I think the troops are in place. They're already moving over here to do various drills in various areas. I think people need to look for the terror alert being raised and then say, look, this is great. We've already got the troops in place.
I would say look for more terror. Frank Morales,
yeah.
We know the globalists are carrying out the terror. How soon do you think till they start blowing stuff up or releasing biologicals?
Well, you know, a lot of people are looking towards this next election as a kind of a likely scenario that would be created, which would, on the one hand, you know, create the context for an overt martial law.
Well, look how unpopular going into Syria and Iran is, and the approval rating keeps dropping now, maybe go below 40, but they don't seem to care. They're confident. They know they can just light something on fire again.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. I mean, these people have been sort of predicting various scenarios, even in terms of 9-1-1. I was mentioning the other day that, you know, my reading of what was going on in the Pentagon, you know, as early as 97, 98, 99, right up until 2001, I can show you at least two dozen separate remarks from two dozen separate Pentagon officials.
The terror's coming. We're going to take all your rights away. This is for your own good. Martial law, homeland security as early as 93. Go ahead.
They were predicting that there'd be a catastrophic action that would take place, which would, you know, would create a situation where we'd have to choose between our liberty and you know, our security. Now, this was being laid out long before 9-1-1. I mean, these guys are either, you know, have the gift of prophecy, or they knew a lot more than they're letting on.
Well, then look at PNAC. Oh, how wonderful Pearl Harbor is. We need more of these for imperial mobilization.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we're looking to do here in New York in one way of countering some of this is to look at the whole notion of Posse Comitatus and the separation of the military and the police, and as the Bill of Rights defense committees in terms of the Patriot Act are taking place around the country, people are now looking to recodify The Posse Comitatus.
Exactly.
Factor.
The battle's been joined. Frank Morales, Frank Whalen, both gentlemen stay there. We're going to come back, talk more about the specifics of trying to repeal Posse Comitatus and what it is. Then we'll talk to Dan, Tim, Myron, Fred, and others. Everybody, your calls are coming up. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
During Reconstruction, after the Civil War in the 1860s, Northern troops, by corrupt generals and led by corrupt colonels, basically set up their own little corrupt empires, feeding off the populations, burning, pillaging, killing for over a decade. The backlash was the Posse Comitatus sect. You can't have troops that are trained to kill people and break things out supposedly in the peacekeeping operation of a peace officer. Then to militarize the police, started calling them law enforcement, giving them military training with the thousands of SWAT teams around the country under federal training and control. And so we already really have gotten rid of posse comitatus since the late 1980s. Troops who have been in police uniforms and raids on homes and gun shops and drug dealers. And then that's all in Road to Tyranny. Now FEMA, in my film, The Road to Tyranny, goes around and teaches police that all Christians, gun owners, homeschoolers, liberals, environmental activists, anybody who is in the establishment is a terrorist. And that's all on tape. Frank Morales, before we go to these calls, and later, of course, we're going to plug one of your latest great books. It's amazing. I had a chance down to read over the weekend. I got it there in San Francisco when you were there. About posse comitatus, why is the bill that's trying to get rid of it, and we know the White House has announced this, how do we stop it, or can we?
Well, I think the thing that people should do immediately, which is, you know, the common sense thing to do, would be to contact their representatives, you know, those who still have some kind of conscience about some of these issues, and protest the potential repeal of posse comitatus. We need to make this a public issue.
Now,
one of the things that they're attempting to do is to do this in secret.
Now, they've announced they want to, quote, put troops on the street. I've got Reg on video saying that. And we know Senator Warner and others have introduced the legislation. You say it looks like it's going to pass?
Yeah, it's basically, you know, being done behind the backs of the American people. So I think the one thing that we need to do is to make this a public issue. One of the ways to do it would be to, you know, look at some of the things that are happening in a local SWAT.
So have cities say, we're not going to have SWAT teams and we're not going to have troops on our streets.
Yeah, we've got to bring what is merely implicit and make it explicit. We've got to bring out and we've got to create a campaign around posse comitatus and, practically speaking, to try to move locally to recodify the Posse Comitatus Act locally.
Well, they've gotten rid of it covertly. Now they're just pulling the veil back on the monster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really a race against time, because otherwise then we'll be facing a much harder battle. It'll be legal for National Guard people and others to arrest you, to search your home.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this, Frank, but they've reported deals for Mexican, Canadian troops, Czechoslovakian. They've had foreign troops in Scotland harassing people, pulling them out of cars. It really looks like they're going to try to use some foreign combatants, just like the British use the Hessians.
Yeah, I think that whether it's mercenaries, you know, they'll hire, there's a lot of that going on nowadays, or using people, they are very concerned with the morale problem, you know, in terms of American troops patrolling, arresting, detaining American citizens. They realize that it's, you know, that there's a real distinct possibility that, you know, there's some stuff going on within the military now about the forces that are not willing to carry out this kind of agenda.
No pun intended, blow up in their face if they try it.
Exactly. You know, so I think it's very logical that they would try to bring in forces that are not, you know, not part of our citizenry, so that it would be a lot easier for them to carry out the orders that they're being given.
All right, Frank Whalen, comments to what our other guest is saying.
I'm in complete and total agreement with both of you. I think that, as we've seen with the various terror attacks that have happened on United States soil, things need to get bigger and bigger and bigger in order for people to roll over. Now, if you remember, surveys taken after September 11th terror attacks detailed people's willingness to sacrifice, to concede their liberties in exchange for security. I think it was in the upper 70th percentile.
And now that number's fallen down to about 40%, because
yes,
people figured out that if you give up liberty, you get tyranny.
Absolutely, and people are focused on the draconian legislation that's already been passed, the things that are waiting in the wings, but they do need to focus on posse comitatus. That is going to be the destabilization of this country.
Well, that's why my plan, that's been passed by some cities and parts of it by others, my Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and I was one of the first to write one, talks about NORTHCOM, martial law, executive orders. It doesn't just cover Patriot Act 1 or 2. Frank, comments?
Yeah, I think that people have been focused on the legislative onslaught that's been taking place over the, you know, recent period. And I think it's very important that people zero in on Pentagon domestic operations. You say Pentagon domestic operations and people's eyes glaze over. But under their doctrine, recent doctrine from about the mid-90s of so-called operations other than war, the Pentagon, particularly with the institutionalization of NORTHCOM within the last couple of years, they are quite serious, and the apparatus is in place to execute operations within America, and these operations are targeting civilians and non-combatants.
All right, we got a break. I promise, straight out of this break, we're going to plug both our guest websites and our guest book, and we will go straight to Don, Tim, Myron, Fred, John, Larry in Colorado, and others. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm sweet. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
My friends, I know this. I've been on the air now for just about 10 years in Austin. In the last six or seven, really focusing on Posse Comitatus, the New World Order, the militarization of police, going into this whole prison economy where the Defense Department and its private defense contractors run the red light cameras, the face scanning cameras, the prisons. This is how they're going to take control of us. They're going to be the arbiters of justice and crime and no more juries and no more attorney-client privilege and your child's fat, we're taking it from you. It's a horrible system. They said that by the end of this decade, 30 million of us will be in prison. And it's up to over 7 million in the last 5 years from 1.3 million. I mean, they're not playing games. They're targeting all of us. One marijuana cigarette, 20 to 90 years in prison. No trial, no nothing. That's in the Victory Act. That's how it's codified. That's what this stuff could do. The definition of terrorism in Patriot Act 1 and Section 802, any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. So broad it'll affect, it'll grab everyone. Under faith-based initiative, they're telling the churches, they'll tell them what they can and can't say. Suddenly Baptist churches in Austin are anti-gun, pro-UN. The left, the right, it's all controlling. Talking to Frank Morales in the past, he talked about how, you know, when he's in New York talking about the New World Order and stuff and in concentration camps, he gets these emails, you know, what are you, right-winger now? Because the right wing's picking up on what you're doing. He's like, no, I'm an American. We all got to come together for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, get past these labels. Now, before I go back to Frank Morales and Frank Whalen, I really appreciate joining us and all these callers. I'm going to tell you how to get Frank Morales' great new book and about the website he writes for, Cryptome.com. And there's a link to that on Infowars.com, I know, in our clip section, our link section. Before I do that, I want to encourage everybody. You want to hurt these New World Order trash heaps? You want to expose them? You want to pull the rug out from under them? Get 911, the road to tyranny. Get the masters of terror. Get police state three total enslavement. Take police state three total enslavement. Homeland Security. Patriot Act 1 and 2. The government-run white slavery rings that Cynthia McKinney talked about when I interviewed her this weekend, run by the UN and DynCorp and others. I mean, this is the reality. It gets into what the New World Order is, how it controls the left and right, PNAC, the concentration camps, the foreign troops, the end of posse comitatus. That's all in my new film, 2 hours, 40 minutes. You want to be an expert, get this video. The videos are all $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20. Get them. Make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. Get them out to opinion makers. Air them on Access TV. A lot of sheriffs, a lot of police chiefs, a lot of city councils have woken up because of the film. Cynthia McKinney ran up to me and hugged me and said, I woke up about 9/11 because of your video. I had no idea. She told me on videotape that. You're like, well, she's a left winger. Well, folks, she came out against the UN and the white slavery rings against 9/11. We're deprogramming her out of her status system. Get my new book, 911 Descent into Tyranny. Get the book I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. Get a second copy. The first copy is $19.95, a second copy for $12. And support this show, what we're doing. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos. Get them and make copies and get them out to people. Get the books. They make great Christmas gifts, great birthday presents. 1-888-253-3139 is the number to order the videos. 1-888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Your purchase also supports the show and what we're doing. Again, 888-253-3139. Frank Morales, Cryptome.com. How do folks get your new book about the police state?
Well, they can order it through Arm the Spirit, which is a Montreal publisher. And you can find them on the web as well. And they can also go to Crypto. It's Cryptome.org.
Oh, excuse me, Cryptome.org. Yeah. Spell that out for folks.
CRYP, as in Peter, TOME.
Amazing website. I go to it all the time. I don't know why I said...
Yeah, it's just it's a good resource. And if they search Garden Plot on that site, they'll come up with the article, and there'll be references in that as well.
And the name of your new book?
It's called Police State America, and it covers Operation Garden Plot, the whole issue of the proliferation of so-called non-lethal weapons, which is the kind of weapons that a lot of us will be facing and have been facing. Various aspects of the surveillance apparatus that's in place now within America, and other related issues concerning Pentagon so-called operations other than war.
All right, Cryptome.org or the publisher in Montreal, Arm the Spirit.
Yeah.
All right,
folks. Police State America.
Police State America. You need to get this, and I know that you also went to a screening and spoke for the video Urban Warrior, which I was in. That was an excellent video, by the way.
Yeah. If people are interested in that, you know what I might do? Is if it's okay, I can just give you my email.
Yeah, let's do that.
And I don't have any problem with people contacting me. I'm already out there. So, you know, it's like, what do you, you know? It's FRM, that's Frank Rebellion R, Morales, M. FRM at Panix, P as in Peter, ANIX.com.
All right, folks, we'll get that out again before he leaves us. You can stay a little bit in the next hour. I'm about to go to these calls right now. Frank Whalen, I'm sure, chomping at the bit with great points to make. Go ahead, sir.
I'm blown away. In fact, Mr. Morales there, I'm writing down all of his information so I can check that out as well. And I think that makes an important point, Alex, is that with all the work you've done and people like you, the information's out there, and you guys reference every place that it's been. So if people are... if they know people who are doubting this, if they know people who don't see this coming down the pike, you need to
make the picture more complete for them and go to these sources and get this material and show it to them.
Yeah, we're not putting a bad face on this. When the Rocky Mountain News says that the Army's prepared mass graves and incinerators,
absolutely,
we're in deep trouble. And I've seen that. I know Frank Whalen's seen that. Have you seen the Rocky Mountain articles about the incinerators, Frank Morales?
No, I haven't, but I'll go check that out.
I mean, sometimes, Frank, when you see a news article or an admitted Pentagon document, is it even hard for you to believe, like when we have something like Northwoods or PNAC?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it's becoming, I'm less shocked these days, but my thing has always been, you know, I'm interested in one, two, or three, references that really create a credibility base that people can really get a hold of this stuff.
Well, like PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com in our concentration camp section, it's nothing but AP, Newsmax,
exactly.
Rocky Mountain News.
Exactly.
It's all right there. Like when I say FEMA says all Christians, founding fathers are terrorists, all the homeschoolers are terrorists, I have their training manuals and I have them on video to a group of police saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have both made a great point there, that this is not material that we are privy to only. It's out there for everyone. The same mainstream sources that are being used to debunk people, Alex, like the person who called into your show that had called the local media, these are the same sources we're pulling from
right,
to complete this picture.
Well, what they do is they admit, yeah, the troops are running checkpoints and have shut the city down and the electronics are all malfunctioning and they've taken over the sports stadium and there's all kinds of weird stuff going on, but why are you against it? Are you a black helicopter crazy? All right, let's go to calls here. Let's talk to, I guess, Don in Michigan's up first. Thanks for holding, Don. Go ahead.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good. I was going to ask you about your conversation with Gary Busey there the other day. You were going to talk about it maybe today, but I ain't even worried about that. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about this operation in Colorado, this NATO exercise. I've been to AP, and I've been to the Australian. They're dancing around it a little bit, say it was a meeting. But,
okay, let me read to you from the Australian on InfoWars.com. NATO
okay.
Chiefs in Secret Weapons of Mass Destruction Exercise. Then you read the other articles locally, they just call it a meeting. NATO defense chiefs took part in an unusual secret exercise in Colorado yesterday to test the alliance's military responses in a fictional, fast-moving crisis involving terrorists and weapons of mass destruction, officials said. Held under tight security at Schreiber Air Force Base, the exercise was devised to stimulate discussions among alliance defense ministers on soon-to-be-fielded NATO response forces capable of intervening in crises far beyond Europe, the official said. The NATO leaders will consider the capabilities needed to confront the threat of terrorists and weapons of mass destruction. And it goes on to say that this is training for any country with 19-member nations. And then I know that NORTHCOM has said that NATO will sit as a node of it on a parallel level. And they've got the NATO AWACS in the skies, the 56 NATO F-16s. They've got the deals that have been in the major papers that are on my website in the foreign troops section about bringing in Canadian and Mexican troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. I've been to dozens of urban warfare training ops with foreign troops there saying it's for domestic and international. This is all for the global empire, including here domestically. Comments on that, Frank Morales?
Yeah, the one piece that I could add to that is that the first head of the Continental, U.S. Command prior to NORTHCOM, because a lot of people don't know that under Clinton, there was a Continental Command set up. It was kind of a forerunner of NORTHCOM. It was kind of, they were kind of running through a period of trying it out. And at that time, the head of it was Admiral Gehman, G-E-H-M-A-N. He was made head of this Continental Command. The New York Times said, quoted, saying that this might be a problem vis-a-vis Posse Comitatus. Gehman was head of NATO. He was head of NATO prior to his becoming head of this domestic command, which then evolved into NORTHCOM.
And now Wesley Clark was also head of NATO and a Rhodes Scholar and roommates with Clinton.
Yeah, I don't think it's really unreasonable to assume that there's a need on the part of Pentagon people to create a force that's capable of functioning within the U.S. that is not wholly composed of American citizens. It creates a loyalty problem when you have people going up against their own brothers and sisters, their own neighbors.
Yeah, sir. It's stated up one side and down the other. This is dual purpose for domestic. I mean, I have troops on tape. The role player saying we're Americans, please know not the camp.
Yeah, no, it's very clear that the domestic is the international. The international is domestic. Garden plot, which was originally designed along with U.S. Army Field Manual 19-15, which listeners can go find. U.S. Army Field Manual 19-15.
We've read it on air. We've linked to it many times. Thanks.
Okay, and that those are being exported.
Yeah, thanks for the call there in Michigan, Don. Tim in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was listening to you earlier, and I called my local news station, WROC-TV in Rochester, New York, and I let them know that NATO was running military exercises out in Colorado, and was he aware of it? And he said yes. And I go, do you feel that maybe you should maybe report it instead of the Kobe Bryant story? He said no. And then I asked him, I go, do you support communism and the destruction of America? He says yes and hung up on me.
Wow.
Unbelievable. This is the newsroom. The guy in the newsroom boldly just said, yep, I support communism and the destruction of America.
Well, I would add to what Frank was saying about all these NATO guys revolving door into NORAD and into the head of NORTHCOM there in Colorado. And that is that General Shoemaker was the general who ran Waco and the Delta Force killing American citizens. He's now Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Wesley Clark was his boss running that operation. Frank, or both Franks, comments?
Well, I wanted to say that you're absolutely right, and you can see these patterns. Everything you guys have laid out, this is the New World Order agenda. It's a spider web, and it can be followed with a certain degree of homework. Now, they're also instituting, from a previous guest that I had on the show a couple weeks ago, a militarization of the neighborhood watch, complete with new uniforms.
I have AP articles out of New Jersey from right after 9/11 where they said they're training old women to, quote, spot women in baby carriages and old men that don't trust anyone. Frank, comments?
Yeah, I think part of the thing here is that, you know, there's a certain terrorism that's being created within the American population.
Yeah, if folks are doubting this is for domestic uses, Scripps Howard News Service, as well as Gannett in New Jersey, and this is Zen Police State 3, say, quote, the head of FEMA there, Sid Casperson, says, quote, under a red alert, you're an enemy of the state, you cannot leave your home, virtually all of your liberties are stripped away. Did you ever hear about that, guys?
Absolutely. This is out there, Alex. Again, a certain degree of homework. Sometimes it's only a portion of a sentence in one news story. It takes.
They're training us for martial law. Frank Morales comments to this whole red alert. They're saying it's about martial law.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we were referring to U.S. Army Field Manual 19-15, in there, people can read where the Army talks about the distinction between martial law and martial rule. They're quite upfront about that. Martial rule is a lot easier to implement, and my guess is that that's what we'll be looking at. I think
the difference between martial law and martial rule for those that don't know.
Well, it's just you don't need a declaration for martial rule. They can just sort of morph right into it. It doesn't require the kind of legislative maneuvers and so forth, and it's covert.
Yeah, they never talk about it. Suddenly there's troops at your local school or in
exactly.
the factory, which they've Reg just said they'll do. It's infrastructure protection.
They lay it out pretty clearly in that field manual. I don't have it in front of me, but if people want to look at that, it's pretty interesting the way they lay that out.
Well, let me tell folks this story. About a year and a half ago, they started running this thing called Army News Watch on local channel 17. On cable, we have, county cable. You know, the county has its shows on there. And suddenly it wasn't the county commissioners or the water commission meeting. Suddenly it was Army. Every week was the same show, seven nights a week. Every week was a new show. I even got it on tape. And they said, do you have 2 employees? Do you have 100? Let the Army drop by and drug test your employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so there it was, you know, in our lives right there, Frank.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's clear. I mean, the prospect of martial law is not that far away when you think we're already in a state of emergency. Bush reenacted the emergency around 9/11 just last week. Again, that was not covered in any news reports, but so we're in that. We're looking here in New York come the Republican National Convention next August in what is being referred to as a national security event. And this is basically tantamount to a martial law situation as well. So they're it's like posse comitatus. They didn't have to repeal it necessarily, although they're trying to. They're going around it. They just kind of go about setting this kind of mechanism up, despite the fact that it's unconstitutional, et cetera, et cetera. But we're looking at the same kind of process within the martial law scenario.
Absolutely.
The only defense people have at this point is to raise this stuff up, is to get it out there, create campaigns locally around posse comitatus,
just like the
around
Patriot
martial
Act.
Law.
just like the Patriot Act. Great
exactly.
point. That's the answer. Myron, South Dakota, you're on the air with Frank Morales and Frank Whalen and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Yes, I wish to point out that NATO is a U.N. regional arrangement.
A private corporation.
Well, NATO was organized under Article 52-54 of the U.N. Charter, and NATO must, every action must be reported to the U.N. Security Council. And the 1949 NATO treaty itself begins, the parties undertaken as set forth in the Charter of the United Nations.
And let me add this. In the news articles, it says, NATO was in control of security over the Air Force base and surrounding civilian areas of the city, so a UN foreign body was in control of the heart of one of our strategic SAC defense bases and NORTHCOM over civilian activities. Frank Morales.
Yeah, I don't see any, you know, I think the evolution of the militarism spreading in terms of, you know, breaking down the distinction between the domestic and the international. It's very clear in terms of civil disturbance planning. They're exporting garden plot abroad for use in peacekeeping and integrating local police forces in various parts of the world into the apparatus. So it doesn't strike me as odd that that's in fact what's happening here.
All right, Myron.
They don't put any credence in any kind of sovereign right on the part of the American people or any other people for that matter.
That's it. It's a new world order. Everybody stay right there, including Myron. I want you to be able to finish up. We'll go to John and Larry and others. Stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, Frank Morales is going to leave us here in about 20 minutes, about 15 minutes into the next hour to finish up with the calls. Then Frank Whalen's going to keep riding shotgun with us until the bottom of the next hour, and we're going to get into a bunch of this other news. And how they're going to try to criminalize the entire population, but we're about to go back to Myron, John, Larry, Mike, and others. Frank Morales, a very important question for everybody out there. A lot of people don't get involved in this because they're afraid. They're afraid of you know, the men in black uniforms, like Solzhenitsyn talked about coming and getting them. But Solzhenitsyn talked about what would happen if we met the thugs, you know, downstairs with pickaxes and pokers. You know, if they want to get violent, I'm trying to fix things peaceably. I think that's the answer. They want violence. They have to create fake violence and provocateurs. But I see a lot of troops, a lot of military waking up. I've seen people that serve this system being fed on more readily than those that fight it. Isn't it about survival? I mean, really, the trick is by the thug, by the bully, is that you think not fighting back against him makes you safe, but in truth, that empowers him. Aren't our voices needed? Like sunshine's needed in the dark of night. I mean, this is the answer here, and we're part of history, and we're safer fighting this. And what scenario do you see of them arresting a Frank Morales or an Alex Jones, or will they just allow us to stand there and gripe and complain as they own the dominant media and are feeding on the general public?
Oh, I think you're quite right. I think that the solution lies in the power of the people. The people have the power if they are able to overcome feelings of being intimidated. They're relying on a panic culture. They are able to get, you know, to get over with the kinds of, you know, draconian legislation and so forth, and attempt to implement this stuff because people are afraid. As soon as people begin to stand up and show these people that we're not intimidated by it and that we're capable of speaking out, of organizing, and of pooling our strength, my own sense is that this thing will dissolve. I think there are a lot of people who are in both law enforcement and the military who are, you know, their commitment to carrying out this agenda is paper thin. I mean, it used to be the expression, you know, paper tiger, and that's the notion. I think as long as people stand up, it's like the bully on the street. 9 times out of 10, you don't have to fight back. All you have to do is show you that you're not intimidated, and they leave you alone. It never will come to that.
I think people need to stand up now and
show some kind of united opposition to whether it's the repeal of Posse Comitatus Act, to the non-lethal weapons, to the militarization of the police, and all these various other things that are taking place around us. And I think we'll be quite successful in pushing this back. Now, I'm an optimist, but I've seen the power of the people in action, and I know people have that desire. When they see others standing up, then you feel more empowered to stand up as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, people get in their car every day when that's the number one cause of death for Americans. You just do it because it's part of life. I mean, it's a lot safer to fight tyranny than getting in your car, folks. It's just that, you know, it's got all these weird, foggy connotations around it.
Yeah, they want us to feel paranoid. They want us to feel this kind of thing. But as soon as we get the information, we demystify the situation, and we realize that the kind of people who are doing this are just like you and me. They have a different, mindset, obviously, a different set of values. But they're not super people.
Well, it's only a few thousand globalist sociopath controllers for the big corporations,
exactly,
manipulating millions of, on average, just average Joes.
Exactly. We have to displace them. We have to create some openings. We have to create some democratic space, so to speak, so that we can organize and push back, get our information out there, organize.
Let's go back to great points, Frank Morales. Frank Whelan, you've got the last minute of this hour. Tell us what you think.
Well, I think ultimately, Alex, the way I use my show is I have people like yourself on, but I also have the mouthpieces of the New World Order. And I do that for a reason, because no one likes a lukewarm fence sitter. The purpose of my show, the purpose of your show, is to kick that fence and force people to choose which side they're going to fall on.
Exactly.
We can go along with this. We can buy into it. But you cannot. All it's going to take, Alex, with this red alert status, is to offer some sort of Pavlovian prize for people to rat out their neighbors, just like the TIPS program. We're going to see it. It's important to choose to make that right choice.
All right. The third hour is straight ahead. We've got Frank Morales for two more segments. We're going to keep Frank Whelan on with us as long as you like. And we got loaded phones. Myron, John, Larry, Mike, and others will get to you. And, hey, if your station doesn't carry the third hour, you're going to miss out. A lot of news, two great guests, your calls, all jammed in the third hour. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites.